Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to a man who didn't let being named one of the 100 most important radio talk show hosts in America go to his head.
Woo! Woo! Yes! In your face!
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. Always a pleasure. Continue to be with you. Very excited about our good friend Rich Galen being back on the show. Rich is a longtime Brain Trust member, coming up on 16 years. This year we'll celebrate his 16th anniversary. He's the publisher, the editor-in-chief, and the chief foreign correspondent at Mullings.com. That's the twice-weekly cyber column that I've been telling you about for a long time. He's a political operative of the Republican persuasion, and he's our good friend Rich Galen. Welcome back.
Thank you, Jim. Nice to be with you.
It's good to have you back. Hey, Rich, I've been covering the net neutrality debate for probably a dozen years minimum, maybe more. And it's always been complicated. It's always been confusing. I finally started understanding it a little bit more, and I realized that net neutrality wasn't one side or the other. It's the whole thing, and I get to have my net neutrality, my definition of net neutrality. You get to have your definition of net neutrality. And so now we have, and of course, net neutrality, folks, we've talked about it on the show before. I don't have time to bring you all the way up to date right now, but this is basically the way broadband connection to your home or your business is monitored, is managed, and who has control of that. That's really what net neutrality is, isn't it?
Yeah, that is it. When I say this, everybody will know what side I'm on, but it is the government's taking over control of the internet, and ultimately, I think, just grinding it to a halt.
That's what the president wants, but we're not there yet. My point is, right now we have net neutrality. At this very moment, we have a pretty close to net neutrality, meaning that there's very little regulation of the internet right now.
Yeah, that's right, and it goes all the way back to President Clinton's administration,
right.
Where
that's right.
any device, any information from any location.
Right, and so the two players, the three big players, as I pointed out before, the three big players are the content providers, which includes me, which includes you, Rich, and then the people who are the backbones of the internet, people who carry the packets, AT&T, Sprint, and all the ISPs, people who connect you to the internet. They're the ones who manage the lanes, the interstate of the internet. Those are the two, and then the third player is the government.
Right.
And the Obama administration, as the government, they've now defined their version of net neutrality, and now I want you to come back to what you were saying a minute ago.
That's right, and I mean the issues are really odd because the FCC, the Federal Communications Commission, is not saying that there are grievous errors that need to be fixed.
Right.
This whole thing is based on the fact that someday somebody might not be a good player, and so the government has to take control of it, just in case. And frankly, our friends on the left, for most of them, they don't understand it either, but they think anything this big should be controlled by the government, so they're for it.
Well, and what's interesting, if you've been tracking this, if you don't have a life like me, Rich, and you've been tracking this, Mr. Wheeler, the chairman of the FCC, was actually coming up with, I thought, something that was going to be kind of a logical next step. And then apparently he had a secret meeting at the White House where the Obama administration disabused him of those logical notions and said, no, we're going to make it a utility under Title II of the Telecom Act. Tell the audience what that portends, Rich.
Okay, that means that, and it's Title II of the Communications Act of, ready for this, 1934.
Right.
So none of us were around.
But then updated before. In 96 too. So.
Well, but the basics
not
of
Title II.
Of the yeah our Title II, the basics of it were formulated in 34 when you had still had to call Mabel to get a phone call made. But the president has done is it's part of, I think, the wider strategy of getting as much through by executive order, mm-hmm. or in this case, an independent agency doing his bidding, without having to go through the Congress for his last 2 years. This is all part of the Obama legacy operation, and I think ultimately, but, I'm not sure it's going to ever take.
But turning the internet into a utility is a mistake of biblical proportion, isn't it?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. It is not beyond the reach of even the smallest imagination to know that any new device, any new app, any new anything will mm-hmm. have to get approved by the FCC to make sure that it doesn't interfere with somebody else, as opposed to letting the market figure it out.
Yeah.
And making a deal with a handshake.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And so, folks, we need to talk to you. This is why I'm bringing this up. Rich is talking to us about it. You need to talk to your member of Congress. They need to be weighing in on this. And so we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, I'm going to ask Rich, what are the real existential threats to America? Tony Till, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.